Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard from Mel Kiper. You've heard from Todd McShay. You've heard from Charlie Casserly. You've heard from Bucky Brooks. Who haven't you heard from? You haven't heard from Mike Stone. It is time for Mike Stone NFL Mock Draft 1.6. Stoney, the floor is yours. Gov and I will comment, analyze, and mock.
Okay.
Your mock.
There's certain picks that I'm even going to mock my own mock. You asked before who did I have the Lions taking last year.
Yes, who did you have the Lions taking last year?
Correct position, wrong player. James Daniels, the guard center from Iowa, who ended up being a starter for the Chicago Bears, is who I had the Lions taking.
Interesting. So,
that's not bad, though.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Here
we go.
I'm going to rip you for that.
Here we go. And this is obviously a no-trade mock draft because we expect some trades.
Yeah.
The Arizona Cardinals, everybody says quarterback, Kyler Murray. I say no. They already have Josh Rosen. I think they might trade him, but who the hell knows? So, with that being said, Quinn and
Will. You're supposed to know. You're the mock drafter.
I don't know the trades.
Yeah, this is like the most least confidence mock draft.
I don't know. I don't like this pick.
Yeah, whatever. It's not very good. Hold on.
Quinn and Williams. I love him. Defensive tackle, Alabama. With pick number two, the San Francisco 49ers, they get the guy they want, defensive end Nick Bosa,
Ohio State. This is a terrible mock draft. This is the worst mock. No, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
The New York Jets with new head coach Adam Gase, they love offense. However, the Jets love pass rushers too. Josh Allen from the University of Kentucky.
Poor Kyler Murray sitting in the green room just slipping.
I like this so far. I can buy this. If Murray doesn't go number one, I can...
Okay, we go to the Raiders, and this is the one that's going to turn heads because Gruden's sitting there going, God, I love a quarterback. Mike Mayock says, hold down, John. We already have Carr. The Raiders go a little bit off the board and select edge rusher from Florida State, Brian Burns.
Okay.
Some have said, I've heard this rumor, that he would replace Mac nicely.
Exactly.
As a pass rusher.
Yes.
And then they would get two extra picks along with that.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the fifth selection. Most people have them going with Devin White or a defensive player. But remember their new coach. It's Bruce Arians. Jameis Winston has 1 year left on his contract. Bruce Arians, also kind of a quarterback whisperer. The Tampa Bay Bucs pull the shock and take Kyler Murray.
You're crazy.
I don't see that happening.
Okay. No.
But I love what you're doing. Keep going.
Bruce Arians is not going to do that to his regime to start out.
Right.
No way.
He's going to base, yeah.
The New York Football Giants have huge needs at cornerback. So they'll select defensive back Greedy Williams from Louisiana State University.
Mike Valeni's going to kill you.
By the way, don't you think that and I know this is a no trade.
He likes Greedy.
Not that high.
I know.
Trade down.
If the Lions.
Well, there's no trades.
If the Giants, if you did allow trades, don't you think the Giants would trade up to get Kyler instead of the Bucks? If I'm the Bucks, I would trade down there because the Giants need a quarterback.
I think obviously the Cardinals might trade down too. Who the hell knows?
How come you don't like trades?
Because I think they
You can do anything you want with your mock draft.
I know, but I did a non-trade mock draft.
There you go.
When you do the Stanthrax mock draft next week, you can do trades.
Predict all the trades.
Okay, sure. Next comes the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they need lots of help, but especially on offensive. Now, Nick Foles, his favorite receiver in Philly was a tight end named Zach Ertz. The Jacksonville Jaguars will take T.J. Hockenson, tight end from Iowa.
Hockenfuss. All right, yes, so indeed. Here we go.
Detroit Lions.
The Lions are on the clock.
With the eighth selection, they need pass rushing.
Yes, they do.
But I still think their linebackers are not very good. He's out there. The Lions in this draft will take Devin White, linebacker from Louisiana State University.
Love it.
I love it. I'll take it.
That leaves the Buffalo Bills next, and they go with defensive end from Mississippi State, Montez Sweat. Denver Broncos next on the clock, and they need a quarterback. There was a quarterback who went to visit them wearing a John Elway jersey. The Denver Broncos will select Dwayne Haskins, quarterback, Ohio State University.
John Elway just won the draft. he gets all the haters off his back.
Absolutely.
And an interesting dynamic in this draft to watch. So if Haskins falls like that, the Bills and Dolphins Would the Bills be willing to make a trade with the Dolphins to let the Dolphins take a quarterback?
I know.
Because they're in the division.
What was the mock draft I saw yesterday? I don't know why I'm asking this question. That had Daniel Jones in like the top 10.
Crack.
Oh,
seriously.
No.
Okay, no. Christian Ponder, no, have fun.
It wasn't a crack draft. It was a legit mock draft. Somehow they've completely overrated Daniel Jones. All right, back to you, Stoney.
Okay, the Cincinnati Bengals next.
They need a quarterback.
They do need a quarterback. They also lost one of their linebackers, Vontaze Burfict. So they go with the other Devin Bush, linebacker, University of Michigan.
Mm.
That means the Green Bay Packers are next. Packers, they want to protect Aaron Rodgers. They go for the best offensive lineman on the board from the University of Florida, Juwan Taylor.
Okay.
Paul Sarah's Miami Dolphins.
Are you excited for this? Okay.
There are two players that I went back and forth on. Which one would they take? I'm going to take the one that probably will make Paul least happy. They take Rashawn Gary, defensive lineman, University of Michigan. That leaves the Atlanta Falcons, who also need help up front in the defensive line. They take Ed Oliver from Houston.
Wow, what a steal.
The Washington Redskins.
They need a quarterback.
They need help everywhere. DeAndre Baker, defensive back, Georgia. The Carolina Panthers. Peppers retired. Always need some help on the defensive line.
Peppers or Peppers?
Peppers. Cleveland Farrell from Clemson. The New York Giants with another first-round pick. They have major problems in the offensive line. They did get one in the trade with Cleveland in the Beckham trade, but they'll select Oklahoma offensive lineman Cody Ford. The run on offensive lineman continues with the Minnesota Vikings because their offensive line blows. They go with Alabama offensive lineman Jonah Williams. The Tennessee Titans are next. They go defensive line, taking Christian Wilkins from Clemson. The Pittsburgh Steelers are next. And one of the best cornerbacks on the board is still available from the University of Washington, Byron Murphy. Russell Wilson got a new contract.
Yeah, they don't need a quarterback.
He needs some comfort players to throw the football to.
Skill position guys.
Well,
comfort players.
Comfort players. And that's
comfort
what
players.
And that's, to me, that's what a tight end is. He's comfort.
He's got Sierra already.
Yeah, imagine if Bob Quinn or Matt Patricia said, we really need some comfort players.
Well, Russell Wilson needs some comfort. He goes with Iowa tight end Noah Fant.
Heather, your thoughts?
The Baltimore Ravens, they need some help wide receiver-wise. They'll select Ole Miss wide receiver A.J. Brown.
Love that for Lamar Jackson. Good job, Stoney.
The Houston Texans got to keep Deshaun Watson upright. They go with offensive lineman from Washington State, Andre Dillard. Back to the Raiders. They need somebody who can run the football. They go to Nick Saban. They did their research. Josh Jacobs, running back from Alabama. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, the two, yeah. They don't need a quarterback.
They don't need a quarterback. They don't really need a defensive line either. However, they're going to take a chance on somebody who's coming off an injury so they can wait for him to develop. Some people say he has a chance to be one of the best players in this draft, but the injury concern, he also has another off-the-field concern. Jeffrey Simmons, defensive lineman from Mississippi State. Sticking with defensive linemen, the next are the Indianapolis Colts. They'll go with Clemson defensive lineman Dexter Lawrence. Back to the Raiders. Ole Miss offensive lineman Greg Little. The Los Angeles Chargers are next on the board. They need some offensive line help. They did reveal that they're going back to their old uniforms. The powder blues will be their primary uniform with the gold face mask, which is cool.
That's good for comfort.
I don't know if that influences their pick, but they're going with an offensive lineman, Dalton Risner from Kansas.
No way. They're going skill position.
The Kansas City Chiefs, you mentioned skill position. Mahomes needs guys to throw the ball to. He's great anyway, but they're going to take the chance. DK Metcalf from Mississippi State. The Green Bay Packers, speaking of people who need receivers, they go with Oklahoma wide receiver Marquise Brown. The Los Angeles Rams want to shore up their defense. Tlaib and Peters, getting up there in age. They go with Temple University cornerback Rock Ya-Sin. And finally, the New England Patriots. Will this be the year they take a quarterback in the first round?
Will it be, Stoney?
Not in this mock draft. They lost Hogan. they need another receiver. Paris Campbell, wide receiver, Ohio State. Perfect speed for Brady coming across the middle.
They did sign Demaryius Thomas yesterday.
Oh, that's true. But
and you after you did the mock,
yes,
actually.
Yes.
So not fair. But I still think they would pick a receiver.
I think he'd be great for them.
So Drew Locke is still sitting in the green room?
Drew Locke's in the green room.
Wow.
So is your boy Jones from Duke is in the group.
He's not my boy.
Yeah.
No,
Will Greer's still in the green room.
Well, yeah. Stoney doesn't value quarterbacks, apparently.
Well, here's the thing. Like, with
he got the two.
Well, with the,
Drew Locke's going in the first round.
Probably will, because people overvalue quarterbacks in certain situations.
Well, but there's certain teams who don't have a quarterback. Well, like, the Redskins do not have a quarterback.
Right.
The only thing about that, Jamie, is next year's class.
Right. That's where I was going. That's why I think that the Giants will not take a quarterback, because I think they realize, not that they're going to tank or anything, they're not going to be that good. They'll be in a better position.
I disagree.
To get
I think
Tua
they're going
to
take a quarterback because they want to do the handoff. They want to have Eli tutor this guy for 1 year. They want the Mahomes model and not the Darnold model.
This is why I want the NFL draft lottery, though. I really think some teams are going to tank this year. I think it's going to be one of the stories of the 2019 season. Super quick, instant analysis. Kyler Murray, zero chance of happening to Tampa. Greedy Williams is not going sixth overall in this draft. I'm just sorry. He's not.
You don't have to apologize.
Love the Lions pick. Love the Devin Bush pick with Bengals. Ed Oliver, potential steal of the draft. I think he's could be a Warren Sapp type player. Christian Wilkins, love him. I think he could be the best player in the draft when everything ends, when we analyze this 10 years from now. A.J. Brown, Ravens, is perfect for Lamar Jackson. Good job, Stoney. Not bad.
There it is, the Mike Stone Mock Draft 1.6 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.